atmosphere that is charged with the Holy Ghost this morning. Holy Ghost, you're welcome in this place today to flow through us. Gifts of the Spirit, you are welcome to flow through us today. In Jesus' name, I speak over you today, church, that you will not leave this place like you came, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, today that they will leave. These people will leave today healed, knowing that they are the healed of the Lord, knowing that the joy of the Lord is their strength. I thank you they will leave today, Father God, knowing that you are for them and not against them. I thank you for the salvation of souls, Lord. I thank you for new life for the nations, God, and for your word that is taught here as the final authority for the life of the believer. I thank you for your word that is changing lives, God, that's bringing increase, Lord, Father God, for the salvation of souls in the name of Jesus. I thank you for our pastors today that stepped out on faith one day and was obedient to establish this place, God. And I thank you this place is established on Isaiah 61. And I thank you, Lord God, that for increase. I thank you for increase. I thank you for laborers for the harvest, God, that you're sending forth laborers, Father God, that we're just not another building sitting on the side of the road, God, but we have the answer to every problem that a person can experience in life, Father, that we have the answer, Lord, that your life, the authority that we walk in, God, everything that's a deception has to bow to that authority that's within us. You said to go lay hands on the sick. You said to go preach your word. You said to open the eyes of the blind. You said to lay hands on the dead and they would be raised. Father, this is your idea. We're your idea, God. And we thank you for that today. Hallelujah. Glory. We want to welcome you today to New Life for the Nations, where God is honored, Jesus is exalted, and the word is taught, preached, and ministered as the final authority for the life of the believer. And in the days in which we're living church, groups and programs and stuff like that in the church is not going to make you stand. Amen? Activities and things like that is not what's going to make you stand. It's knowing who you are in Christ. It's knowing the authority that you walk in based on this word here, church. This word is stand the test of time, and it will continue to do so. Every answer that you need in life can be found in this word. We've been talking on Wednesday night about getting into the word, getting into the word, getting into the word. That's what's going to cost you to stand in these last days, church. Thank God for families that support you and your spouse and your children and your church family and your pastors. But at the midnight hour, when you are faced with troubles and when you're faced with that doctor's report and when you're faced with this situation or that situation, when the rubber hits the road to speak, it's just you and God face to face. Nobody else can be around you, but you and God knows what you're going through. Amen. And it's in the midnight hour when family's not around, when workers are not around to believe you, when the church is not around, when your pastors is not around. God said that you are my child, and I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. And I speak to the troubled waters around you today that they have to be quiet in the name of Jesus. I speak to the chatter around you. They have to submit to the authority of the word of God. Come on, church. We're living in an awesome time, and I would encourage you to get into the word for yourself, and I want to tell you right now, if you're saved and if you're born again, and if you're not, today's a good day for that. Amen. But when you get into this word and you can find it and you've been born again, then you have a covenant relationship with Jesus Christ based on the blood that he shed. And because of that, you can walk in authority. You can say, I found it. It's mine. I claim it. I receive it. I believe it. And I see myself walking in it. Amen. I see myself walking not depressed. I see myself walking as not oppressed. I see myself walking as healed. I see myself walking as prosperous. Why? Darlene just shared about having a dream about the light. You know, a lot of people proclaim the name of Jesus, and to them it's just a saying. But when we as a church decree and declare the name of Jesus, there is authority behind that name. And he's given all authority to the church to go forth and lay hands on the sick and they would recover. Amen. To open up the blinded eyes. And light has to succumb to darkness. And she was talking about deception. Everything that's not of this word is deception. And that's the only way the enemy can get to you. Just like he deceived Eve. The things that he did then, he's not changed his tactic. He's trying to say, but if God said, and that's deception. And whatever is not of the word is deception. And that's the only way that he can get to you is through deception. But we decree and declare today that the blinded eyes are opening, that religious spirits are exposed, for people that are standing behind the pulpit and declaring that you have to work. We just renounce that spirit of religion in Jesus' name. All you have to do is receive the blood of Jesus. He nailed it to the cross that you can have life. You don't have to work for something you've already got. I'm so sick and tired of religious spirits. People going to church, not leaving like they've been changed, leaving the same and not being changed. I'm tired of false people, prophets standing up and proclaiming all this doomsday and stuff. I'm here to tell you that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is alive, it's well, it will prosper, and it will overcome any politicians, whatever they may say, or even the spirit of Antichrist. It will overcome all of that. The blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood. Glory to God. Get back to the cross. At the cross. At the cross where I first saw the light. Hallelujah. It's at the cross when Jesus said it's finished. That's what he meant. And the veil was rent from top to bottom. Hallelujah. We don't have to go by laws. But church, we're under grace. Grace that's not licensed us to sin, but grace that covers us when we do. A grace that covers us when we falter. A grace that's more than enough to keep us when we don't know how to keep ourselves. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 New for life for the nations. It's not going down. New life for the nation has been founded for purpose. God has sent laborers into this place to fulfill the calling that God had on our pastors many years ago. That same anointing has been passed on to us. They have taught us the word Sunday after Sunday, Sunday after Sunday. And it's the word that will cause this church to stand. It is the word that will cause this church to survive. Not programs. Not any of that stuff. It's the word that's going to cause this place to prosper. It's the word that's going to draw people in here. It's the word. Hallelujah. And when you go forth from this place, you don't have to advertise for new life. You are an advertisement in itself of the power of God. And they're going to say, how has your life been changed? Because I heard somebody stand behind the pulpit and new life for the nations that dared to tell me the truth. That dared to speak life to me when there was no life spoken. That dared to tell me that I didn't have to live according to my past. But Jesus came to save me, deliver me, and set me free. I'm not the same person I used to be, but I've been changed inside and out. And so are you. You are changed from the inside out. And I'm here to tell you that your future looks a whole lot brighter than your past. Hallelujah. Your future looks a whole lot brighter. Brighter than your path. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And this is your word today, for this is the time I'm setting forth, says the Spirit of the Lord. And even today I issue the challenge. Will you ride with me? Will you go to uncharted waters and sail with me? And even as you declare what I have already declared, I will cause such a transformation around you that you can only say, and others can only say, surely it is by the hand of God that this is done. to hold not back in fear, but be the lighthouse that will send forth a call to those that are sinking. Be a raft, life raft, and see that I will bring them into my shelter. For this is a new day dawning upon you. Run with a vision and know that you are blessed to be a blessing, says the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sermon number one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be seated for just a minute while I make some announcement and get just some church stuff out of the way. Amen. Make sure you get a Sunday handout. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Hallelujah. Somebody that's usually here this morning, call them this week, send them a card, let them know you're praying for them, and let them know that they are blessed. And we are standing with Brad and his family this morning for complete deliverance as he continues to walk through this phase of his life, and that every step he takes is another step of healing. Amen. Hallelujah. We just decree that over you, Brad, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Those that are taking care of you, they are anointed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. And they're selling T-shirts. And I think you can see Denise or Phyllis or Bethany. And the sizes will be available on there. And they're gray with white letters on them. And in the front it says, "Whom shall I fear?" Nothing, and on the back of it, it says, "Nothing formed against me shall prosper." Psalms 27:1, Addison Strong. And they are strong because the Word of God in them is strong. And we as a church can agree with them because we know what they're believing. So we can agree with them, and we can agree with the Word that decrees and declares that by His stripes He is healed. Amen. He is healed. Hallelujah. We stand with you all today. Amen. As brothers and sisters in the Lord. I want to encourage you to come out on Wednesday nights, 6 to 7. A small group of us that we believe is going to get bigger. We pray the word of the Lord. We pray the will of God, which is His word, that His kingdom will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we're seeing manifestation of what we've been praying and we've been believing God for. Amen. No negative stuff's allowed in that prayer group. Amen. We're a circle of believers that believe in prayer changes things. Amen. A week from this Tuesday night, Martha, hallelujah, been called for such a time as this, anointed by God to teach. And she's going to be leading a women's Bible study next month on Tuesday nights. And it's going to be called "Arise, O Woman of God. Unlock the potential that God has placed within each of you. Women of God, it's time we walk forth." Amen. So by the time that Bible study's over, you know who you are in Christ. You know that you're going to be empowered to go forth to take the gospel to those that are out there. Amen. Pastor's in the hospital, going to get taken care of some things that needed to be taken care of, and he's going to have some surgery next week, and he's going to come through and be back, and what an awesome anointing on that man of God a couple of weeks ago. Hallelujah. What an awesome, awesome anointing, and he'll be back. Cover them in prayer this week. It's not something new. It's something that just needed to be taken care of. And now is the time for it to be taken care of. Amen. As the surgeons, the anointing is on the surgeons, and it guides his hands. And they're going to come through this. Amen. And we stand with them, and we stand on the word. And the word that they're standing on during this time is Ephesians chapter 3. "Now to him, by in consequence of the action of his power, that is at work within us, able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So be it." So I encourage you to dream big, believe big, and see big. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's just stand and let's just worship the Lord this morning. Amen. Oh, yeah, we're going to pray over the little fella here in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Father, we just thank you. And we just praise you that you give life. And we just thank you for this little fella, God, that you brought into the earth for such a time as this. that he has purpose and he has destiny locked up inside of him, God. And I just thank you for his mama that teaches him the fear of the Lord and to walk in the fear of the Lord all the days of his life. We come against every assignment of the enemy against him in the name of Jesus. We break every generational curse. We thank you that wherever he goes, the blood of Jesus covers him, that it covers his eyes, it covers his ears, and it covers his mind in the name of Jesus. And he is protected by that blood of Jesus. And we thank you that anyone that lays hands upon this child, even starts to lay hands upon this child, that the anointing is so strong upon him that they are literally knocked off of their feet in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your protection over him, God, in Jesus' name. And the church said, amen and amen.
Okay, I've been thinking of a few things, but one thing is the devil makes me angry. He just makes me angry because he has attacked this whole congregation in different ways. Everybody's got something. It's serious to them. Things are more serious than others, but everybody's got something. And it's just the devil, and we need to stand against it. And it's just like how did the chicken cross the road? Well, to get to the other side. But if there is a gap in that road, if there is a ditch in that road, that chicken's going to fall in it. You know how you feel a ditch, how you feel a gap? That's where you hear standing in the gap. So you don't, it doesn't matter how old or how young you are, you can stand in the gap. And that is what all of us are supposed to do for each other, not just for the pastors, not just for people that you think are so godly. You're supposed to do it for every brother and sister in Christ. And even for the people, even if you don't know what their big situation is, you stand in the gap, and that's how you get to the other side. That's how you get to the other side of glory. That's what you do. You stand for each other. We have to have unity. And what made me think of that is we had youth night last night. Now, what I would just like to say is a lot of people have said so many times, we need to cover our youth. We need to help the youth. We need to make sure that they get God's wisdom and they learn something. Well, that's all fine and good. But sometimes you have to do something too. And last night was youth night. I did try to contact people. Nobody called me or texted me back. Nobody showed up for youth night. I'm not saying this as angry. I am saying this as things do come up. I know there's circumstances, and I do know that this congregation is under attack. But we do have an opportunity to take care of our children. And if we can't do something, you need to let people know. And it is just that we all need to take care of each other. We always say, well, you're never too young to teach or to learn or to, well, you're never too old either. I don't care if you're 60 years old, you can still do something. And 60 isn't old, I just picked that number. I'm just saying, we need to gather as unity, as all brothers and sisters, and take care of each other. Brother Jerry is going to be back. There is no doubt about that. But just because he's not here does not mean we all take a break because Shirley's up here. Oh, well, Shirley's good, but she ain't Brother Jerry. Well, of course not, she ain't. But God still loves her too and still brings the message through her. God still uses all these people just because Brother Jerry isn't here. I refuse to let New Life go down until Brother Jerry gets here. And because something's got to be here for when Brother Jerry gets back. Now, I'm just a little bit angry about all of this. And it is not because I'm trying to be mad because, oh, nobody showed up for youth night. No, I'm just saying we need to take it serious. Serious is what we need to do. And when I am planning on doing a youth night every month just to try to get the kids together, not in church. And yes, we're not always going to go watch a movie and eat pizza. I know that sounds corny, but that's to get them together outside of church. And I know that we all are a family here. And I know that in normal families, there are some family members you can't get along with. But you're stuck with them because we are the family of God and we aren't going nowhere. So you are going to have to learn to get along with your brothers or sisters or take a spanking from God. And that's what I'm saying right now. And I'm very worked up about this. And I want everybody to know I love everybody in this church. I am not fighting with nobody. I am not thinking I'm the best one. I'm probably not even the right teacher for this. But I am here. This is where I'm supposed to be. And we are going to get things done through God. He's going to help us.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, church, I tell you what, I've heard two sermons this morning already. We haven't even taken up the offering. I've heard two. And it's all good. You know, the devil's been defeated. We just got to stand on the word of God. Amen. It's all good. You got to believe. You got to believe. You got to read the word and believe. What's the point in reading and not believing? What's the point in if you're not going to believe it, why waste your time? Why waste your time? The God I serve is truth. The God I serve is love, peace, understanding. But most of all, the God I serve gave his life for me. Now, yeah, he hung on the cross for a little old me. I don't know if he did for you or not. And it's just a matter of how you want to believe that. But he did for me. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. I love the Lord. It took me a long time to get to the point to where I could look at you and say, I love God. It took a long time for me to do that. But you know what? Ain't no point in backing up. Not a bit of need in backing up. Of course, I wasn't born that way anyhow. It's time to take control. I personally believe this doesn't only go on here. It goes on in every church because the devil is a liar and he's got his hands in everything. I personally believe that if you take these denominations down out from over these churches and every preacher believes the Bible for what it is, that Christians, let me back up. The devil wouldn't have a bigger hold on things as he does now. If Christians stood together, just imagine how strong a force that would be. Just imagine what your politics would be like if Christians stood together. Just imagine how many more prayer you would hear tell of the answers coming to if Christians stood together. But no, because I'm a Pentecostal over here, I don't want to be bothered with the Baptist over here. Or the Methodist over here is better than both of these people. No, ain't no truth to none of that. None. We are Christians. We're not religious, we are Christians. Oh, hallelujah. Come on. I don't know enough about this preaching yet. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. God's good to me. He is very good to me. One of these days, he might just pop a sermon out of me. You reckon? I'm believing he's going to. I'm believing he's going to use me almightily. I believe he's going to use me to walk up to just the random old Joe. Hey, man, how's your life? Well, what do you mean, mister? You don't even know me. Well, I might not know you as who you think you are now, but give me 5 minutes and I can show you who you need to be if you're not already. Oh, well, hey. Those little doors open, and I'm believing God's going to open them as much as he can for me. Hey, and I ain't even talking about Walmart. That's right.
Thing about all this is people think they struggle and they don't know how far they're getting, if they're going the right direction. But every journey's a step at a time. The spiral staircase, you can't see what's coming, but each step takes you closer to where you're going. And that little difference, that person you meet, that thing you say, makes the difference. It's like the It's like the pump. If you stop pumping, and the water might have been right there if you kept on, you know. And, you know, when I look at the Old Testament, I listen to the Jews wandering. They wandered for 40 years. They complained a whole lot, no matter what God gave them and showed them promise. Well, they forgot those. They forgot the manna from heaven, the water from the rock, the things like that. You forget because you lose your resolve as you go on, and it challenges. Well, that's the enemy coming in against you, and you have to keep on keeping on your own thing. You do what you can. And you people know when they've done wrong or when they, you know, I mean, just the good and the bad of it. And when you feel like you shouldn't do it, think about it. If you want to know if it's God and that's the voice speaking to you, well, is it harming anybody? If it's not harming anybody, chances are that little voice is God pushing you that direction to help somebody. Now, if it's something that's going to hurt somebody, that's the enemy coming in, you know. And every little bit is not okay. The little things stack up because you look at the decades of the 50s and the 60s and on to where we are now and the way school is, and people say, well, it doesn't make any difference, just a little bit. You know, it just amazes me over that short period of time, in a period of 50 years or 60, the attitude of the families and the people and the violence and the society. Well, church is backed out of things, and that's because we grow apart from it. And sometimes you went to church because your parents went to church. So there was a time you went to church because that's what the entire family did. And then when you let your kids back away from that, and I'm not as my dad would say, at the foot of the cross, Bible thumping, holy roller. But the point is, you need to get the message out there. You need to take those opportunities when you can. And sometimes, like I said, just that one thing of encouragement to somebody might make the difference. Sherry told me about something here the other day that a grandfather was telling about his grandkid saying, he said, thank you. And he said, well, God bless you. Or he said, well, where did you learn that? He said, the dollar store. And he'd heard Sherry so many times. And now if you can make a mark like that on something simple, you know, people may not realize Sherry is my wife, but I said, yeah, my wife works at the dollar store. Oh, well, she does, yeah. Yeah, said, you know, she's a God bless. Oh, I know her. You know, and that's the truth. It's a small thing, but it encourages people. I run into too many people that don't do that, but it's a small thing that people go on with. And like I said, you got to keep on making that step, even though you don't feel like you're going anywhere. Just because you can't see where you're going don't mean you're not going the right direction, and the ditch runs right alongside the road, and it's a lot rougher ride.
God's good, yo, y'all.
I believe in the blood of Jesus. I believe that there's power in his name. I believe that he died to free us. I believe that he rose from the grave. I believe he was born of a virgin. I believe he was a sacrificial lamb. I believe he ascended to the Father. I believe that he's coming back again. I believe that God came to save us. I believe he was an ordinary man. I believe he left us with the Spirit. I believe he wants to fill every man. I believe his mercy every morning. I believe he's the Ancient of Days. I believe his thoughts are always on us. I believe he's forever the same. On this rock, he will build his church. This church will not be made by hands. On this rock, we will make a stand. The gates of hell will not prevail. I believe in the unity of brothers. I believe that we're different yet the same. I believe we're two or more gathered. He's in the midst, he's taking away the shame. I believe we can say to the mountains, be rooted up and cast into the sea. I believe when we pray without doubting, the lame will walk and the blind are gonna see. On this rock, he will build his church. This church will not be made by hands. On this rock, we will make a stand. The gates of hell will not prevail. On this rock, he will build his church. This church will not be made by hands. And on this rock, we will make a stand. The gates of hell will not prevail. Yeah! Oh, yeah! I believe in the blood of Jesus. I believe that there's power in his name. That he died to free us. That he rose from the grave. That he was born of a virgin. That he was a sacrificial lamb. That he ascended to the Father. That he's coming back again. Amen. I believe all that. Amen. I believe all that. Y'all can clap this morning, church. It's okay to make some noise up in here. Hallelujah. I just thank you, Jesus. You know, when we first learned this song, let me go back to how I really felt about this one. If this song has a country music tint to it. Well, when I was growing up, the only country music I listened to was when it stormed. Well, I'm just being real with you. And that's because we listened to WAIN to keep up with the weather. Well, when I was growing up, the only person that I knew that sang country music was Charlie Pride. He's a black guy. Okay? But now, Nana handed me that sheet, and she said, you need to listen to this song, and I want you to learn it. Okay? Well, Lord, I try to be obedient, but, boy, she handed me that, and I heard that. I said, I don't want to learn that. Exactly what I thought. Got all that country music. Got that country music tent to it and all that. I don't really want to sing that. Well, anyway, good Lord said, well, you need to sit down and just look at it. Exactly what I heard. So I did. And what's repeated in this song over and over and over? I believe, continually. What's the point in that? That's everything. That is everything. You better believe what you're doing. Like I said a moment ago, if you're not believing what we're doing here, what's the point? Amen? If you don't believe the Word of God, if you don't believe that, we've got a problem. Because I don't believe that all the miracles I have seen are lies. I do not believe that. I believe them wholly. I believe that every miracle, I believe that every time my father-in-law has laid on an operating table and got up from there, God had his hand right on him. I believe when I got over a drug addiction that I was strung out so far, there's no way I could have been reeled in. And I never had one time to detox from any of that. Never. That never bothered me. I quit smoking cigarettes and never had to be detoxed from that either.
Why? Because I believed it. I believed what God was doing in my life. Amen? But I'm going to tell you the main thing is when I got down on my knees in that jail cell and I asked God to come into my life again, and he did that. When I got up from there, I believed that too. And from that point to now, this is where I'm at. Amen? So I believe it. And do I believe he's going to come back again? I do. Do I believe he was born of a virgin? I do. If the words in the Bible is said in Genesis, in the beginning, God's created the heavens and the earth, and it goes on. If you believe that, and then if you flip to the back of the Bible, to the book of Revelations, where it says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and if you believe that, well, everything else that's in the middle has to be true too, amen? So you better believe all the rest of it, amen? Oh, hallelujah. The gates of hell will not prevail when you stand on the word of God. You know, sometimes, like she said, sometimes we might need to throw a bridge across the gully, but all you need to do is open the Bible, and I bet it'll fold out right over that gap. I bet it'll fold out right over it. The God I serve is awesome. He knows what we need. It's already been done. All we need to do is believe. We need to receive and believe. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead, guys. Yeah. I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of His Word. I believe in His everlasting love. I believe in the Lord. I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of His Word. I believe in His everlasting love. I believe in the Lord. I believe in the Lord. If I stumble, I remember what I read in His Word. Then I rise up and take a stand on what I've heard. I believe in the power of God. I believe in the power of His Word. I believe in His everlasting love. I believe in the Lord. I believe in the Lord. I'm so thankful. What about y'all? He is able to meet all of my needs, and His power is working mightily in me. 'Cause I'm a believer, and His truth has set me free. I'm a believer. He has won the victory. I'm a believer, and the devil is under my feet. I'm a believer. God has crushed the enemy. Hey, I like that, y'all. I'm a believer, and it's truth that set me free. 'Cause I'm a believer. He has won the victory. I'm a believer. And the devil is under my feet. 'Cause I'm a believer. Say, God has crushed the enemy. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, I'm a believer, and His truth has set me free. I'm a believer. He has won the victory. I'm a believer. the devil is under my feet. Amen. I'm a believer because God has crushed the enemy. Amen. In other words, we have won the victory. It's a done deal. All we got to do is what? Believe. All we need to do is believe. You know, the Bible says that if our faith is as much as a grain of mustard seed, it's all we need. Well, I don't know if anybody's ever sown a green patch, but you can open a pack of mustard seeds and them some little bitty fellas. I mean real small. And that's all that he asked. If you believe me just a little bit, I can show you that I exist. I can show you that I'm real. If you believe me just a little bit, and just take a little step toward me, and I'll take a big one toward you, and I'll open your eyes to where you'll understand what I'm saying is the truth. If you believe me a little bit, it'll come to the point to where that you'll believe me a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. He's made it to where we can make it. He did all the work. And after he'd done all the labor, he gave it all to us. Amen. Sometimes I wonder if I'm worthy of what he's given me. And then I think, well, yeah, for the simple fact is he made me in his image so I could worship him. Amen. Wow, that's an awesome thing. Hallelujah. I love my God today, y'all. I love my God. I love serving the Lord. Amen. Here we go, y'all. Oh Lord my God, in you I put my trust. Amen. Oh Lord my God, in you I put my hope. Oh Lord my God, in you I put my trust. Oh Lord my God, in you I put my hope. Oh, in you I find my peace. In you I find my strength. In you I live and move and breathe. Let everything I say and do be bounded by my faith in you. Lift up holy hands and say, let the praises ring. Oh Lord my God, to you I give my hands. Oh Lord my God, to you I give my feet. Oh Lord my God, to you I give my everything. Oh Lord my God, to you I give my life. Oh, in you I find my peace. Yes, in I find my strength. Oh, in you I live and move and breathe. Let everything
I say and do, be founded by my faith in you. I lift up holy hands and say, let the praises ring. Oh, in you I find my peace. In you I find my peace. Yes, in you I find my strength. Oh, in you I live and move and breathe. Let everything I say and do be founded by my faith in you. I lift up holy hands and say, let the praises ring. Say, let the praises ring. Say, let the praises ring. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Y'all pardon me. Sometimes I have to be quiet and get out of my own way, and so I can see where God wants to go. Amen. You know, sometimes in life, when we're in such a hurry to get things done right away, instead of waiting on God, we might ought to get out of the way. Let's see where God wants to go. Amen. Because a lot of times, the blessings that we got coming our way, well, that ain't fast enough for me. Well, you'll block that if you're not careful. Because what God wants to do for you and the way you want it done just may not work out the same. It may just be a little difference. So, on your path to understanding what God has in store for us, even though at times it could be difficult to understand, if you'll be patient and you just keep believing, and not trying to make things happen for yourself when it's out of your control, it'll work better. We have to be patient. We have to be patient. If we're not, we'll get ourselves in trouble. We'll get ourselves in trouble. Yes.
Everybody knows, you know, Joseph left and everything. And I've got JP. And I had no clue what I was going to do. I rushed into that relationship, and my mama will even tell you that. I'm sure she probably has. But I rushed things. And I didn't let God lead me through that entire relationship. I stopped going to church, which was a mistake. But I got this little bundle of joy here out of it, so it's okay. Now that I have him, and, you know, in the past few months, I stepped out of the way. Since I stepped out of the way, I moved out. I moved in with my Nana. I recently got an apartment that I have pretty much fully moved into. I am halfway through getting my GED. I have a job that I'm able to take care of my child with. And all because I stepped out of the way. And I'm better off this way, though. And I think everybody is.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I know all about getting out of the way myself. Oh, I do. I do. I'm going to tell y'all what I done one day. I was determined about a business venture that I was going on to do things my way. And guess where that venture wound up? Wound up right in the ground because I wasn't taking my time and letting God do what he had to do through me. So, eventually, it just stopped completely. And then here about, well, it was last fall, I was praying about that same situation. And I got a second opportunity. But you know what I'm doing this time? I'm putting everything God has for me to do up front. And everything else comes second. Everything else follows what I have to do for the Lord first. And it's not that I quit doing. And no, that wasn't it. It's just that I and my heart would rather do the secondary thing versus first taking care of what God had in store for me to do. Oh, well, you know, I don't think the good Lord will mind if I go ahead and do that. Yeah, he will. You know, no, don't you put him second. No, you can't serve two masters. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says that. That's not coming from Ricardo. We just need to understand when we believe, we need to believe wholly what we're doing. We need to put God first. We need to serve him first in anything we do. And then all the rest of this stuff will be added unto us. Amen? That's what it takes a while for me to get it sometimes. But I got that one. I can promise you that. I got that. But at the end of the day, when I lost that secondary thing, when I lost that, it didn't kill me. It certainly did not. But what it did, it made me aware. It made me very much aware of what I had done. And through all of it, guess what? He still loves me. And he still got my back. I'm still saved. So so what more can I ask for, amen? You know, when we leave this world, we're not going to be able to take nothing with us. So no matter what we got here, it's going to stay here. It's going to stay here. The only thing we can take with us is the Word of God. That's what's going to get us to the promised land. So think about that sometimes. Why do I need all this? What good is it really doing me here? Just so I can ride down the road and my friends say, wow, look at that. What have I done for the Lord? Who have I helped lately? I'm not saying not to have nice things. Oh, don't get me wrong. No, because I love nice things. But there comes a point in time to where you can have everything you want. And human nature will want more. Well, it's just what works. We have to define what God wants, how we got what we've got, and what we're doing to help other people, what we're doing to help the church, who are we trying to get saved, who are we trying to lead to God. The devil will throw this thing in your face called confusion, and he'll spin that ball around and just mix all that up, and then he'll lay it in your face and say, here, you sort that out. Don't work that way. When you see that ball of mesh, you say, no, I don't want that. Jesus has already taken care of that. He's already sorted it out. I'll just wait on him, and he'll tell me what to do. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Let's go, guys. You know, every now and again, y'all can start. Every now and again, we sing this song. It's for Ricardo. Because this one right here I like. And this one right here keeps me grounded to what I'm doing. Amen? Every woman and every man, this will be assigned to you. A baby born in Bethlehem. So come and worship. Do not be afraid. A company of angels, glory in the highest, and on the earth a peace among those on whom his favor rests. Oh, come and worship. Do not be afraid. Oh, no. My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things, great things for me. I would like for the ushers to come. It's time for us to take up our offering, please. And during this song, let me just go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you right now for the awesome service we're having today, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord God, for being with us as we do this, Lord. I thank you for your understanding, Heavenly Father. I thank you for the peace you put right on us, Lord God. Now, Heavenly Father, I thank you for blessing everybody in here that is calling on your name today, Lord God. I thank you for blessing and healing and just everything, Lord God, you do. Now, Lord God, I thank you for blessing the tithe bearers, the offerings, and just everything you do for this church, Lord God. I thank you for the cleaners, Heavenly Father, that they just keep coming and keep doing what you have them to do, Lord God. And I just thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. A company of angels, glory in the highest, and on the earth a peace among those on whom his favor rests. Come and worship. Do not be afraid. Oh no. My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me. Great things. For me, unto you a child is born, and unto us a son is given. Let every heart prepare his throne. Let every nation under heaven come and worship. Do not be afraid. 'Cause my soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me. Great things for me. My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me. Of his government there will be no end. He'll establish it with his righteousness, and he shall reign on David's throne, and his name shall be from this day on Wonderful Counselor, and his name shall be Everlasting Father. Oh yeah, Wonderful Counselor, and his name shall be Everlasting Father. Come on, church. Help me right here. Say, my soul magnifies the Lord. Come on, guys. Yeah, help me right here, please. Say, my soul magnifies the Lord. He's done great things for me. Let's say us. He's done great things for us. He's done great things for us. He's done great things for us. Magnifies the Lord. Say, my soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord, my soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. Of his government there will be no way. He'll establish it with his righteousness, and he shall reign on David's throne, and his name shall be from this day on. Say, Wonderful Counselor, and his name shall be Everlasting Father. Say, my soul magnifies the Lord. He's done great things for me. 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 Magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. To my soul, Lord, my soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me. He's done great things. He's done great things. Oh, yeah. I got one more song I'd like to sing for y'all this morning. And this is the grandpa right here. Brad, I feel like for you to stand on this too, Mr. Brad. Because the God I serve is an awesome God. He won't do for one what he won't do for the other. Amen. He's got it like that. Hallelujah. Here we go, guys. Say, I can see the waters raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear the sound of nations rising up. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us, lives in us. He lives in us, lives in us. We have hope that his promises are true. In his strength, there is nothing we can't do. Yes, we know there are greater things in store. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commands the dead to wake, lives in us, lives in us. The same power that moves mountains when he speaks, the same power that can calm a raging sea, lives in us, lives in us. He lives in us, lives in us. And now greater is he that is living in me. He's conquered our enemies. Oh, no power of darkness, no weapons prevail. We stand here in victory. Oh, greater is he that is living in me. He's conquered our enemies. Oh, no power of darkness, no weapons prevail. We stand here in victory. Oh, in victory. Oh, yes. The same now greater is he that is living in me. He's conquered our enemies.
know where the first prevail. We stand here in victory. Oh, in victory. Yeah. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave. The same power that commands the dead to wake. Lives in us. Lives in us. The same power that can calm a raging sea lives in us. He lives in us. He lives in us. He lives in us.
Say in victory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to stand on that, y'all. Yes, sir. We need to stand on that. Amen. Praise and worship team, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.